Okay, we'll start from the beginning of Os Aleph and Perek Dalet, page Peites. Rambam gozer ve'omer ke'kol kitzoniyut. He decrees, in other words, he says in a definitive way, ke'kol kitzoniyus ben yisera ben chasera, whether any all extremism, whether it's too much of or whether it's less of, shtehen ra, they're both bad, umechayvot pu'ulot shel ra, and they both necessitate or automatically bring on actions of evil. Ha'inyin. Okay, so it was extreme. Any mida or midas of extremism by a person necessitates that he is going to act bad. In other words, not necessarily all, everything he does will be bad, but there will be bad actions coming from this person. The Indian is Shayisoda Yotel Bari Hu Ayosho, the healthiest yesod of a person is the straightness. By Yosha, who's Eshu Yosha Bakoil, and the Yosha is the one, the straightness is the one that is straight in everything. It's interesting, right? We know what the Sefer Bereishis is called, Sefer Ayashar. It describes the Avos, who that was their thing. They were Yesharim. They were straight. Eino Misabev Shum Davar Bilti Hagum. The Yosher, which is straight in everything, doesn't bring along any inappropriate thing. The Eino Mevater Ashrum Davar Katan Agadol, and he doesn't. How would you translate Mevater? Doesn't. I don't know. I could just say it in Hebrew. He's not Mevater. He doesn't. He doesn't. Let go, or he doesn't. Yeah.
Overlook. Yep. Not really.
Yeah, do you have a good English word for mevater? Eino mevater.
That's my punishment for coming late.
Okay, whatever. So he's not mevater in anything small or big. Kol ha'shofea mimenu hu gam ken yosha emes v'tzedek. Everything that flows forth from him is also straightness, truth, and justice. Ve'einu mevi shum shlila kaldu, and it doesn't bring any, even the slightest negativity. Even the slightest negative thing doesn't come from him. Mishpatei Hashem emes tzadku yachdav. The laws of Hashem, the mitzvahs of Hashem are true, and they together bring tzedek. This is not so of things that come based on the understanding of man. Things that are manly, humanly thought out, ideas that are just their sources from the human mind, they necessitate contradiction and some kind of negative aspect. And in no way can they work together in a way of justice. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap has an arichas on this in the beginning to Beis Zvul. It's the Hakdama. I don't know if he's the one that put it or the Orchim put it there as a Hakdama to Chelek Vav of Beis Zvul, which is a Sfarim in Nigla and Shas and Poskim. So that's like the volume, I think, maybe Bob Basra, Sanhedrin. So like as Choshe Mishpatei Arichos, he has a whole thing on the Mishpatei Hashem, Emes Tzadku Yachtov, that's where he begins it. And that the Chiddush of the Mitzvahs is that any other system always has built-in contradictions, and then there's like an argument, like we mentioned, there's ethical arguments, what ethical standpoint outweighs, or what, you know, which inyan outweighs the other inyan. But the mitzvahs of Hashem have a perfect harmony to them, that they work tzadku yachdav. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Tzadku yachdav. They work together in harmony. Everything is delineated by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in a perfectly just and straight way, so that the person is not pulled to any direction incorrectly or inappropriately. Kihinei ikar ha'ason shel adam. The main tragedy of mankind, the ito kol havaya, and with him the whole universe, the whole existence, he algasha hanifredet, is the feeling of separation. Kesheinam margishim, really it means the separated feeling, but translated literally, but it means he means the feeling of separation. Kesheinam margishim et ha'itachdut haklalit, when they don't feel the universal togetherness, v'etet yachdut, and the unity im Elokim Baruch Hu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's two things, yeah. Well, it's interesting that the Eastern religions, Taoism, Buddhism, and all that kind of stuff, the far Eastern religions, they all have as like their underlying element this idea of the oneness of existence. Oneness of existence. It's a very, Jewish concept. And we know the Zohar says that the matonos that were given to the Bnei Keturah went to the Far East, which was certain secrets. Was put into Kishuf or whatever, but certain ideas. Apparently, it seems that this concept of oneness, which by us is flows forth and stems from Hashem Echad, by them was for some reason it was strong in them. It's strong there as well, but in many of them, I mean, there's different. If you discuss each one differently, each one has like a different, a little bit of a different tint to it. But some of them, let's say, might have that they have this concept like that the existence itself is God. Like, so in a certain sense, like if all mankind has this, feels this oneness, that is like God recognizing himself. That's like an avodah zarah in itself, is that basically man is God. Or it's mankind. It's not like, you know, then that. So you see, they have like small variances that bring it into avodah zarah, this concept of unity, which the kind of brings into avodah zarah. If you have the, we mentioned, I think, in the past, a good example of feeling. I just want to point out the two things here: ha'isachtos haklolus and the hisyachtos emelokim baruch hu. I think that these are two separate things. Hisachtos haklolus is going on the unity of existence. That's what I understand over here. And that's like, if you want to take it on a very like simple level of, you know, you might have heard in elementary school, those who learned in America, at least the cycle of life, right? Where the animals eat off the plants, and the people then eat the animals, and then fertilize, you know, whatever. Like all life is feeding off of other life, and that gives the cycle of life. So it's that makes an interconnectedness of the whole Bria. So then on a deeper level, if you get back to the Far Eastern religions, their understanding is on a very spiritual level, certainly a consciousness level, that there's something very big and important in feeling that harmony and feeling that oneness together with the Bria. It's actually a very amazing idea, and that's like, appreciate that, at least at Nekuda, is that they're trying to bring people, this is what's chashuv about religion, bichlal, is that it brings a person out of himself, at least to some degree. The Netziv actually says this, that worse than avodah zarah is not having any religion at all. It's Ibn HaMikdavar, I can't remember now where is it? I can't remember right now. So he says worse than why? Because if you have no religion, so there's no hold over you. There's no limit. He's got no gvulot. He's got no limits at all. at least in Avodah Zarah you have some kind of limitation. The worst thing is for a person to be completely veiled, completely without any gvulos whatsoever. So at least religion has some kind of limitations of the person. Agam that it might be Avodah Zarah. But in any case, getting back to these characters in the Far East, you know, so they're like bringing a person very often to get out of their physicality, to get surpass their body, and you know, get out of their selfishness of the person. It's obviously a chashav azach. So maybe I guess it will prepare them for the Bez Hashem when we zeichet zgalus amitus kvoit shemai. Maybe they'll be there easier for them to accept it than the Western world. I don't know, but in any case, that's one thing we see this achdus haklolos. And actually, a good example of this is the way Rabbi Yechiel Michal Charlap points out in Yaakov Moshe's son that he has a ma'amar that he calls Hofa'at Hayudi Arishon. I think that was the name of it, the appearance of the first Jew, Avram Avinu. So he says, based on the Sfarno says that Avram Avinu was from the Bnei HaMigdol, was from the builders of the Migdal Bavel. It says, why was Avram Avinu from? So he explains that the Migdal Bavel was a tremendously high concept, right? It's like a beautiful utopian society that they were aiming for. Here, what's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Vayichal Aretz, no. Vayoyma Hashem. So Hashem is made, you know, the Eidus of Hashem. Hein am echad v'safa achas l'kulam. The whole world he's talking about. It's one people and one language. This is an amazing ideal. And the Migdal was like their center, was to unify all of them. But the problem was they were missing one element. That's what Yaakov Moshe says. They're missing the element of Hashem. So that's the Hishachtus HaKlolus they had. But the second step over here, the Hisyachtus Emelakim Baruch Hu, that they didn't have, because instead they had Nasalanu Shem. You know, we'll make ourselves a name. Nasalanu Shem. That's man is gonna rule. Man is gonna, that's Ki'ilu, man's gonna fight God, man's gonna overcome God. So that's the Migdal Bavel is an example of the Hisyachtus HaKlolus without the Hisyachtus Emelakim Baruch Hu. But here, of course, he's saying that the ikar tragedy of man is when you're missing these two feelings, which ultimately in Al Pi HaTorah really are one, entangled together, is the Hisachtus HaKlolos of the Bria, again, and the Hisyachtus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uviyichud Yisrael Am Kadoshoy, specifically Klal Yisrael, His Holy Nation, Shem Be'emes Chelek Hashem Amoy Yaakov Chevel Nachlasoy. If they are not going to unite with the complete unity, they are even worse off than any other person. When a yid falls, he falls harder than all the rest and deeper than all the rest.
This is not referring to just regular loneliness. Like it's a deeper level of loneliness, or that regular loneliness is a part of this.
He's not talking about the loneliness. He's talking about the feeling of separation. The feeling of separation is really the egotism, the egoism of a person. It's the I. Instead of feeling the we, feeling that it's like I'm part of a system, I'm part of a world. That's what's the spardu kol pele oven, that all the evildoers separate, like the Grah Mishle or the Sukkah Mishle, and the Grah just explains it, right? You know, they'll tell you, come along, we're going to be, you know, Chavalish Mashchis, and that's all they have and care about is themselves. So that's what he's talking about. V'yeshla haskil al derech emes. So first of all, so what he's saying is that the first paragraph where he's describing, I mean, we're going to have to see the whole piece in order to see, it'll come together towards the end. But the first paragraph here, he points out that all kitzoniyut, all extremism, in either direction, more or less, right, are equally bad, or both are bad. I don't know if he doesn't use the word equally, but they're both bad. And mechayvus pulis ra. And he explains that the reason for that is that the healthiest yesod of everything is yosher, the straightness. And only through straightness does things work together. That's like the chibur, that brings the unity of everything. Because really what's behind this, like we've said in the past, is that there's be'etzem al shloisha dvarim ha'olam oimed, the world is, so to say, always standing on three pillars, which is yamin, smol, ve'emtza, right, left, and middle, right? Chesed, din, ve'rachamim, kindness, judgment, and mercy, if you translate like that. So, be'etzem, if you're separate, if you have this feeling of separation, so you have your own pillar, you're one of those three, whatever it is, and therefore you're not united with the others, and you're going to be pulled in different directions, different times. I guess even the middle is a problem, because sometimes you have to be like, let's say, din. And if you're doing rachamim, because that's who you are, you're always rachamim, so you could have that problem of misha merachim al achzori, right? That's achzorius. Person's merachim al achzorius. You're misusing that. So that's why if you're only one of the three pillars, it's bad. It's going to be b'chayv a pu'ula of ra. It's going to be a bad pu'ula. It's going to bring you to do something incorrect, because you need a grip on all three. You need a unity of the three to be able to apply the proper one in the right situation. And applying the proper one, that's yosher. Yosher, straightness, right, is the chair that's standing on three. Otherwise, it's going to topple over. If you always just really, your weight is on one, there's going to be an afila there. There's going to be a fall. You're going to fall into cruelty because you're being merachem al nachzari. You're going to fall into, you know, other problems, and that's an afila. But if you have all three, and you can apply the weight however you would like, then you're always in the right path. You're always on the derech hayosher.
So the phrase that yosher means balance more than straightness.
It's true. It's true. Ultimately, that's what would come out. Yeah. So, I mean, it's that balance that allows you to always be working straight, always be going straight. That's really, yeah. So then he says, and that's how he comes into the second paragraph, is that the tragedy of mankind is the feeling of peirud, right? And that feeling of peirud is, again, that's the opposite, that's antithesis of the tzadku yachtav, of the different bechinas, like the mitzvahs of Torah, the different opposing ideas that we find in the Torah that work beautifully together. But the feeling of peirud is the tragedy of mankind. Now that we're still in the middle, we're still building it, so we're just going to go by to now. Yesh lahaskil al derech emes. When he says yesh lahaskil al derech emes, you can understand, similar to the Ramban that says the same kind of lashon al derech emes, he's now going deep. Okay, he's going to go past the regular rational way of thinking. In other words, not that it's illogical, it's just not something that the normal rational mind would have been megala. The Sefer Tal Uris, which is a Kabbalah Sefer that was written, I don't know, roughly 200 something years ago, has askamas from Ksav Sefer, and they're different, a bunch of different. So he writes that Kabbalah can't be received and gotten through the human mind, but not because it's not logical, it's just too deep, you wouldn't get there on your own. But once you get it through Gilui, through revelation from Shemayim, like Eliyahu Novi taught Arizal, but once you get it through in that way, so then it makes sense, then it's logical. It's two separate things. The fact that the human mind wouldn't be able to grasp it on its own doesn't mean that's because it's, so to say, mystical without logic. It's logical. It's too deep. It's too intricate, you know, to be gotten the human mind on its own. Yesh la'askil al derech emes. Let's be maskil. Think, you know, receive seichel here, al derech emes. Which is, I'll be the oimik of chachmas emes. Ki rotza kadosh baruch hu lezakos es olamo. Kadosh baruch hu wanted to merit his world. V'yitin lam yikoy chosav, and he gave him, he gave the world from the koyches kiviyochel of the Rebbeinu Shalom, she nigla behem loylamo, from his koyches that he was revealed, that he revealed himself with those koyches to his world. Uvetoicham, among those koyches, gam koyach hayetzira, also the koyach of formation. That this as well he bestowed upon Klal Yisrael, or bestowed upon the world. However, the secret of the koyach of Yetzira, creation or formation, is in the thought, in the mind, in the thought. Because before any doing, any making of something, first comes, right, precedes the machshava. V'lehiyot shebelei machshava einoisim uma, being that without machshava you can't do anything. V'im lifamim oseh adam belo machshava, parenthetically now kind of he's saying, right, even though sometimes you see a person does things without thought. Zeh mipnei she'acher choshev al zeh, that's because someone else thought of it. It's something like, sometimes you might give somebody a job to do, like whatever. So, okay, you thought of it, and now he's just doing it like a robot. But somebody had to think of it. Even something that a person does automatic, again, his own thought got him used to doing this, but there was a thought that preceded this action. Anula made dim. So, in any case, the point he's making here is that since we see that nothing can be done without machshava, anula made dim mizeh, we learn out from this Shamachshava hi hayotzeret, that the creator is the machshava. Okay, or the former. Lo rak, not creator as in God, right? The creator, the creating force in the world is machshava. Lo rak mipnei shebeloi machshava ein yodim ma lasot. Not just because of a technical reason that if you don't have thought, okay, you don't know what to do. Ela gam ubeikar mipnei shelo titachen yetzira beloi machshava. But also and primarily because it's just not shayich to have yetzir without machshava. It's impossible. V'im amnam, not because of a technical thing. It's built that way in essence. V'im amnam kvar hitpateach ha'olam la'akir erech shel dibur. And although the world has already developed to recognize the value of speech, it's not just lost in the world, right? You say something, there's like, it's basically you can never take that word back. You never take the world has learned to appreciate that. Words can be building, they can be damaging, but they leave an impact forever. The world has still not learned and still not developed to understand. The exaltedness, the tremendous highness of the koyach of machshava. Eich shegam kol tzir b'machshava yitzira. How every picture of the mind, when you think of something, right? You think of something, you mitzayir something in your mind, that itself is a yitzira. It's a big bechiddush. It's like, I mean, this is... It says that itself is a yitzira. Kol machshava yesh l'sgulas koyach yetzira. Every machshava has the sgula of the koyach yetzira. Vein shum tzira ha'olich l'ibud. There is no tzira, there's no picture that goes to waste. V'af al pishu gaz v'chalaf v'halach lo. And even though it was a fleeting moment of thought, it's gone. You pictured it for a moment, now it's gone. It's chay v'kayim. It's actually in existence. It's a bechina of yesh. Not bechina yesh, but it's there. That yetzira is there. Va'od osid olam litpateach limtzo ech lamad al kol yetziras et tziurios shenitztayru al kol choshev. He says the world is still going to develop to a point where it's going to find how to understand that all the creations of pictures that were pictured through any thinking person, any thinking moment, they're going to realize this. At some point, they're going to get there. Ba'az ein l'tar. And then, there's no way to describe l'harich l'sha'er, to evaluate and estimate et godel ha'pil'i she'yit'alu elav ha'olam v'chol nimtz'im bo, to estimate that awesome greatness that the world will be elevated to and everything in it. That's an amazing thing, right? In other words, today, the world we live in, if you did something, asiya, okay. So that's a real yitzira. Rabbi Yaakov Meir says that the world has also learned to appreciate the yitzira of dibur, but the yitzira of machshav is still considered, what's the big deal? So he had a thought, whether it's bad or if he did something good, you know, like he was thinking good. No, you know, we find Akash Baruch Hu Mitzayef Machshav Lamaisa. That's Akash Baruch Hu. Yeah, I think that's a shtick of raya maybe to what he's saying there. But he's saying that Machshava is an emistic yitzira, and any tzir, any picture, any thought that goes through a person's mind is actually on a certain level creating something. There's an actual, obviously we would have to say it's a spiritual creation, that even though the mind has forgotten about it, but that thought is still there somewhere in the havaya, in the existence. And he says that the world at some point will reach that level to appreciate the realness of the tzir of machshava. Will actually come to realize, and then he's saying that that's when, once the world gets there, that's going to be, it's like a different world basically. It's going to be a world where it's not so physically based, obviously. It's a world where once machshava takes on that realness, so that we're talking about a very different world. I don't know exactly what the world is going to look like at that point. I don't know exactly what does that mean, but. But oifen, we'll continue on, shamachshava yetzeres, in the oifen that the machshava is the creating force. V'lachein ein pele, in b'sha zu shodim et tzair atzmo, l'chelek michelke agdula ha'elyoina. So it's no wonder that if that time that the person pictures himself as being just a part of the supreme greatness, sha'az be'emes yotzeret atzmo, that very thought that he sees himself as a chelek eloika mimal, right? He sees himself as a part of God kiviyochel in this world, a part of that supreme greatness. That itself creates himself, yoitzer es atzma, umahave es atzma be'er kodesh zeh, and really brings the person to that level of kedusha, brings the person in that erech kodesh. Whereas at a time when the person finds himself separated, then he actually creates and brings himself into that. In reality, he's in that bechina nefredes. This is an unbelievably deep thing that he's saying over here. The more that a person focuses on the fact that he's a part of the Rabbeinu Shalom Kiviyachol, part of Klal Yisrael, if you want to say, you know, part of all these machshavas, doesn't look at himself as an individual, but looks himself, as we said before, the hisachtus haklolos, and the hisyachtus imalokim. He looks himself as part of Klal Yisrael, looks himself as part of their Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kiviyachol. That brings the person that matziv. He actually is holding there at that time, because the machshava itself. Sometimes people have this idea like you can't think about things that you're not really holding there. The truth of the matter is that if you continue to think like that, you hold there, you become there, and then it's an amazing thing, because after a while that the person is doing that, he actually could see, looks back on himself and looks back at others, and how do they not realize these simple things? Like, it's like you look, you know, I'm sure everybody can realize this at different inyana, but there are things where you bring yourself to a certain realm, like how do people not see this? It's so simple, it's so clear. And the same thing with this type of machshava is be'etzem, it's the machshava that the yid is supposed to walk around with at all times. Is the idea that you're you're part of Klal Yisrael, you're part of their Bnei Shalom. You're part of you're not just you. You're not just plain the Almighty. It's interesting. Before we're coming up to Shavuos, right, so you have Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ahar, right? We know that was the prerequisite for receiving the Torah, was the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. There's a minhag, I don't know who does it, but some Yaakov Emden Siddur, they had, for example, Beis Yaakov, to go over Bekitzer, to read over all the Tariq Mitzvahs. And I think, if I remember correctly, before, at the beginning of it, it says, Arayni Mekabel, I Mitzvah Haftalecha Kamaycha. Yeah, at the beginning of it, that's also Al Pidah Arizal, you're supposed to say every morning at the beginning of before davening, Arayni Mekabel, I Mitzvah Haftalecha Kamaycha. But they say it before the Tariq Mitzvahs also, and I think the reason is Poshet, it's Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ahar. You're about to be Mekabel Tari, you're Mekabel Tariq Mitzvahs, so you have to have that, you have to put yourself in that matzav of Avos Yisrael, where you're Mechavin, that it's not. Now, I think the chashivas of this is very brought out from the point that the Nefesh HaChaim brings in the beginning of Avos, Ruach Chaim. Ruach Chaim, like Ramesh at the beginning, before he... So he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was the neshama that was kelelas all the Tariq Mitzvahs. And that's how he was able to Mekabel the Torah. I don't remember what he says and what I'm explaining, but I mean it's certainly in there, okay? That it's not Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was, he could not, as an individual, bring down the Torah. It's impossible. Impossible. Very simple. Why? Because the Torah, right, which is the Ratzon Hashem, brought down into this world. It's biyichud. It's oneness. It's oneness. Like what we said, Mishpatei Hashem Tzadku Yachtov. It's got that oneness. In order for the oneness to come down, it has to come down into a kli of oneness. If Moshe Rabbeinu was an individual, if he's one neshama from Klal Yisrael, how's he supposed to be Makabal for Klal Yisrael? He's got to take, he doesn't have, it's, you're missing the kli. But because Moshe Rabbeinu is a neshama kailelis, that's kailelis, all the Tariq neshamas, right? Also, all the Shishim Riboy neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Right. So Memela, it's not him receiving the Torah, it's God's Klal Yisrael receiving the Torah. All of Klal Yisrael is receiving the Torah. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu could accept it. So again, that's all coming from the fact that we appreciate the fact, and this is something again now that everybody can do on, and by the way, I should say more than that. This is also, I think I mentioned it in the past, but when a person does a mitzvah, when a person learns Torah, if he's mechavin, you know, what we said, I mentioned in the, those who say the l'shem yichud, you know, whatever, b'shem kol Yisrael, that idea of b'shem kol Yisrael, that you're doing a mitzvah, not as an individual, but as part of Klal Yisrael, to bring Shefa down into the world, bring Shefa down, that's magdil. It raises the person way, way higher than he would have gotten otherwise. The Nakud is like this. I don't remember if I mentioned this or not. The Goyin says this in the Goyin's brother brings it b'shem the Goyin in Malos HaTorah. The Rashash also says this, that the Tayag Mitzvahs, each mitzvah includes in it all the Tayag Mitzvahs. I've mentioned this in the past, huh? Each mitzvah has in it all the Tayag Mitzvahs. And the same thing, like in some kind of spiritual way. The same way is I mentioned in the past, I've said, but when dealing with tshuva, speaking about tshuva, is that really gives the oimik of what the Baal Yom Tov say. If you take one mitzvah and work on one mitzvah, it could bring you to tshuva, and it helps you tshuva in everything. It's not stam. It's if you're doing the shleimus of a mitzvah, so you're getting that protus of every single one of those tariq mitzvahs. So you're tapping into all the tariq mitzvahs. By being mischazik in one mitzvah b'shleimus, you're getting a shaychas to all mitzvahs. That's a ma'aretik tshuva. It's not just a nekudati. It's I can bring you closer and bring you a chizik in all the other mitzvahs. Now, the same thing is with the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. each one of us, each neshama in Klal Yisrael, really includes in it all the other neshamas. And that, by the way, makes the interconnectedness. The Arizal says this in a sefer called Mevoi Sha'arim. He says the same thing with the Evarim. And we know this for the DNA. The Arizal said it a little bit before they discovered DNA. He says that every Evar has his skalos of all the different Evarim. So the eye has in it like the hand inside the eye, you know, kibiyachol, the yadaf sheba ayin, and the metzach sheba ayin. It's got the ayin, right? Has, you know, a little bit on a little level, the skalos of all the different evarim. And the yad has of all the evarim. How do they get together? Like, so how did the eye become the eye? If you want to translate this into sphere language, the Kabbalah language, we see this in Sfiris Omishtikl, right? If we're dealing with the seven spheres, those who pay attention to the Chesed and the Gvura and whatever. So it's Chesed Sheba Chesed and Chesed Sheba Gvura and Gvura Sheba Chesed and Tiferet Sheba Chesed. In other words, the Chesed has in it all the seven on a Pratyistikl level. And the Gvura has in it all the seven on the Pratyistikl level, etc., etc. So the Shnei Arizal asks the question, wait a minute. If each Aver has all the Bechinas of the others, so what makes the eye and the hand the hand? And the foot, the foot. If they all have the same components, they're all right. And the same thing with the mitzvahs. We have to ask now. If every single mitzvah has in it the tayag mitzvah, so what individualizes between the mitzvahs, between the neshamas, between the evar? So Arizal says, and this is really a yesod of Teres Rashash is really built on this. The Rashash, the Arizal really is built on it, but the Rashash develops it in this hakdama to called Rechavis Anar. What it comes out is like this. It's that there's an interchange that goes, a trading and an interchange that goes on between the Evarim, so to say, in a spiritual sense. And DNA-wise, this really comes out also. It would be the same. I mean, if every single part of the body has the same DNA structure, so how did each part become different? It's a Pella. So the Arizal says, I'm not giving you the biological, you know, whatever they have, and I don't think they get this yet, but on the DNA level they get it, but it's like Dvarim Stumim. But he says like this, that what happens is there's a trade-off. The eyes collect the koyach of eyes from every other aver. So it collects all the koyachs of eyes, and therefore it manifests as an eye. It becomes, that koyach is goyver by the eye, and it becomes the eye. It gives to the hand its koyach of eye, it gives to the its koyach of hand. The eye, the hand, the yad sheba ayin is now given to the yad. And the yad collects the koyach hayad of all the different evarim, so that it becomes a yad. Etc. No, Reuven, how did he become Reuven? How did Shimon become Shimon? Reuven collected the Reuven sheba Reuven, the Reuven sheba Shimon, and the Reuven sheba Levi, and the Reuven sheba Yehuda, and he became Reuven. Saying the Shema wise. So, you are you because I am I. And saying we're all interconnected because we taka have a piece of everyone else's Shema. We made that trade off, all of us, in order to become the individual, so to say, that you are. But now you understand that that individual is fully based on the whole. The prat, your process is fully based on your trade off with the rest of the cloud. You following what I'm saying? Yeah.
We're connected, but we don't know it.
Right. That's a good way of saying it. That's right. We feel, we based on the fact that we're all born as a tinoik, as a baby, that doesn't have shaykhus to understanding things at a deeper level, or shaykhus to feeling outside of itself, right? We start from that very protistic level, and what joins us, what gives us the koyach to feel chibur and connection is, of course, the level of das, which is chibur. So some of us get more das and develop more das and try to get more das, and some of us unfortunately stay at a childish level where we stay at that selfish level, so to say, and have that hargosha of bechina nefredas. But at Kama, my point is that the v'ahavta l'rech kameicha, or the doing the mitzvah with the understanding of the b'shem kol Yisrael, what that's doing is, it's conjuring up all the bechinas of all of Klal Yisrael to allow you to do that mitzvah in a shleimus that you couldn't do otherwise. And it's making a ripple effect around everyone else. If you want to be mezakeh all of Klal Yisrael with your mitzvah, yeah, in order you want to be makariv, even if you're not working kiruv, but you want to be makariv all of Klal Yisrael. So I'd comment that the person is actually being mechaven to the fact that he's part of Klal Yisrael when he's learning Torah, when he's doing mitzvahs. He's bringing that shefa to Reuven in America, who's far gone and lost, and his parents are totally assimilated, whatever it is. And Bez Hashem, he might now get some kind of service of tshuva somehow, whatever it is, because of the mitzvah that you're doing when you're thinking mechav and klai. So that chef is getting around, whereas otherwise it might get around on a very, 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 very tiny, tiny, tiny level. But the more kavana that a person has, the more otzma, the more power it's working with.
Strength of connection is based on that. I mean, it has to be an intentional connection.
Yeah.
So you give away your yachad ayin, and Ryan gives it.
Yeah.
So really, it's not by you anymore, but it's still like connected to you.
Oh, that's a good question. It's by you, but it's not manifest. In other words, it's latent. It's latent.
It's latent.
Like genetics, right? You'll have that gene, but the dominant gene is the one that takes over, and then there's the secondary gene, which the only half community is maybe in when it
so
gives birth, you know.
It's like when I give it away, it's like there, but it's like a remote control. It's a remote to me, Kilo.
Adiraba, yeah. Yeah, you could still, you tap in, so to say, to that guy through that bechina that's in you.
And then hafuch also.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's still by you also, but it's. But
exactly.
Exactly.
It has to be by you because that's the interconnectedness is based on that. There's a lot to talk about. This is like a big, big yisoy. I mean, in Rosh Hash, this is the basis of what's called the Hiskalos Viskashos. That's the Kabbalistic terminology. A big yisoy. I'm not going to get into the whole thing now. Let's just say, it's a little bit late. Let's just read one more paragraph. It's word for word from that Rizal. It finishes off this point. Ule zois yofe hu ha'omol al dvar taras hamedame batzira kodesh. And for this reason, the toiling of purity of imagination. Now again, we discuss what imagination is. It's not just dam imagination. Hamedame, the koich hamedame. The Tzir HaKadosh and the Holy Tzir, it's very yofe. It's yofe. This Amal is yofe. Ki'ilu nimtza b'kirvasa shel makom, as if he is actually found in the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chi'u dovuk ba'ayri, and then he's attached to the Or Hashem. Chelik michalok of kibiyachol, as if he's a part of the Chelki Hashem kibiyachol. Ayin b'shar shvil ishmei nishor memor and marchu zal from Abchaim Vital Shah Ruch HaKodesh Yichud Chafal of Zelishen Kotcher. That's a sefer of the meditations of the Arizal, the Yichudim. And this is what he writes there. Ro'ui la'odam tamid. It is appropriate for a person always lechavin, to be mechavin ulaharich ha'atzmai, and to evaluate himself, ki'ilu hu mador v'kisei elatzilu sakdoishe v'chulei, as if he is an abode and a throne, a chair, right, to the atzilu sakdoishe, which is kiviyachal Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Make yourself yishmichaven as if you are the throne of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You are the mador where God lives, so to say. Sheyuchal idei kavana zu, because you can through this kavana lekasher kol olamos, tie together all the worlds by bringing down the Kedusha Elyona to rest upon you. And himself as if he's a chair, a kisei to that supreme Kedusha. And that's the side of in all your drachim know him. In other words, all the time you're going around with this idea. It's all the time you're bringing down the Rebbeinu Shlom Shefa onto you. There's no doubt that if a person continuously is knowing himself in these kavanas, like I said, it's something, if you continue to, it's not just a one-time thing, but you continue to think in this type of a way, there's no doubt, he says, that he will end up being like one of the angels that are Masharis, that are serving in heavens, v'yasig ladas kol asher yirtze, and he will be able to grasp and know anything that he wants. U'bifrat, and specifically, im lo yafsik, if he's not going to pause at all, v'yachshe b'chol rega v'rega, and he will think at every single moment, and he won't separate the machshava, kol tole, and it's all dependent, kfi oitzim kavanose, according to the strength of his kavana, v'zdabku selamal, and his attachment above, v'al yole zemi neged enecha, and don't let this go from before your eyes, b'chule, ayin sham pirtei kavanas, and see over there the details of the kavanas. But this is the basic concept that he's saying, is showing this, making yourself a kisei to the oneness of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's the yichud. So there's he's going to become mamish malach elakim kiviyachil, right? We'll stop here. The Shem will continue next week. So next week, right, it's going to be 2 weeks really, because next.